You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
I have been doing so much press lately for this season of The White Lotus. And let me tell you, I am having so much fun. But everyone says, where's Jennifer Coolidge on The White Lotus? So guess what, everybody? Today, I am with my dear friend Jennifer Coolidge.
Oh, my God. Wow. Yeah, well, I miss being on White Lotus.
It's been such a nice time, really.
Oh, my God, yeah. I'm jealous that you got to go.
Mike White is just so, he is just so genius, you know?
I know he is. I love you, Mike White.
Yeah, I love him so much. I stayed in my character. I'm just still her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But what do you mean?
Like, you know, I'm from the South, but my character's from the South. So I'm just fully her now. I really, you know, my daughter is like,
yeah,
Piper, no.
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 Piper.
Piper, no.
Piper, no.
I really need you there. You know, I could use a friend.
Oh, my God. Well, write me back in the show. I'm ready to go back.
I think you could be great as my friend who comes to the hotel.
Yeah.
And you bring me my prescription of lorazepam because I'm out.
I love lorazepam.
Oh, my God.
I was on it for a little bit, but I said, wait a minute. I was enjoying it too much.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, but I would do lorazepam.
Did you? Lorazepam.
Oh, lorazepam.
Yeah, with an M.
I love that. I named my doggy lorazepam.
How have you been? What's new in your life? You're so exciting.
Oh, my God. I mean, I've just been busy doing the Discover credit card commercials. You know, it's been great. I'm always on set. I had an Uber Eats commercial. I'm doing a lot of commercial work.
Good for you. That's like good work.
Yeah, no, it is because it's short. And it's sweet and it pays a lot of money. Yeah.
It just goes to show when you're on the hottest show on HBO Max.
Oh, yeah.
You can go from being the star of the hottest show, getting all the awards, to doing a Discover Card commercial.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I'm so happy. I love White Lotus. It was the best experience. And I always tell people, they go, what was it like? I'm like, well, they killed me off, but I was so happy, you know. And now, I don't know about you, but you'll be getting a lot of attention. I got so much men after White Lotus.
Wow. Yeah, you know, I got a lot of DMs. Yeah. Is that what they call the kids call it?
I don't know what they call it, but yeah.
I get a lot of DMs and I'm just like, oh, stop. I don't talk like this online, you know?
Yeah.
I have priorities. You know, I have a family.
Oh my God. Are you married with children? I always forget this.
On the show, yeah.
Oh, on the show, yeah.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
I got three kids. Two of them are fucking each other.
That's, oh my God.
I know.
Incest babies.
Incest babies.
Oh, God.
Here's the thing.
I just have a dead mom on the show.
When I got the script, I was like, my sons are hooking up with each other.
Yeah. How'd you feel about that?
I felt indifferent because it's not my scenes, but I thought, that's a lot for a young person to handle.
Yeah, you got the hots for your own brother.
I thought maybe that's Buddhism. I don't know if the families, you know, like to have sex with one another or something.
I love how you say that. Say it again.
Buddhism.
Oh, my God.
Buddhism. Yeah, my daughter on the show, she's trying to be in Buddhism.
Oh, my God. Piper.
Piper. I said, Piper, you want to live in Taiwan?
God.
We're from the South. We're respectable people come from.
And you want to move to Taiwan.
Taiwan? You ever been there?
No, never been to Taiwan. No, I haven't. Oh.
It's like no air conditioning.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's like really hot.
I sweat like a hog on fair day.
I've seen you sweat under the lights. Yeah.
It's hard work, and I need, a fresh air circulating all the time.
Where was your White Lotus?
Mine was in Hawaii.
Oh, better weather there.
Oh, my God. The breeze from the ocean, it's perfect. You know, and the sun is not too hot.
Yeah, I was really a little too hot, you know? I needed to take lorazepam in my real life.
After
not
that.
Just my fake life, my real life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I loved it, though. I mean, when you first read the character, did you see yourself in the character, or do you feel like you had to really work on who you are in the show?
Oh, no. You know, I've had money for years.
Of course. So you're like, I'm already rich.
I'm already in that tax bracket.
Right.
So I felt like I really related to this character, you know, and like I've been around people who are moms and, you know, whatever. I mean, maybe I'm a mom, but, you know, today I just feel like it's really just become one.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Like that sounds so Buddhist.
Are you Buddhist yourself?
Oh, my gosh.
She's turning Buddhist on us. Buddhism.
You say it funny, too.
Buddhism.
Boobdism.
Oh, boobdism. Oh, my God. I'm going to start on my own religion, and it's called boobdism.
Oh, my God. I love that.
Wow.
Remember when we worked together?
Bend and snap.
But no.
Wait, oh my God, yes.
All the Chris Guest movie, Best in Show.
Oh my God, that was such a good one.
That was a real fun one.
Wow.
I love when there's no script and I can just do whatever the hell I want.
Yeah, and you know, you've been in the industry for so long.
So have you. When was American Pie? 1825?
I mean, I'm not that old, bitch. But yeah, it's a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. Yeah, how many tits have you gotten since then?
I've gotten a lot of D, but I didn't get new tits.
Oh, wow.
I had the same tits since 92.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've had my hair trimmed quite a few times.
Yeah.
Keep my bob.
Yeah, no, did they want to do this for your hair, or what did you have to do?
For the show, they wanted a sensible style.
Yeah.
You know, something that we would wear, you know, like Mississippi, but a rich Mississippi, you know, like a bob. Like, you know, you got to keep it maintained.
Yeah, bobs are so much work.
A lot of work.
I dated 5 bobs in my life, and they were too much work.
Oh, no.
Yeah, don't ever date a bob.
No, not bob. No.
Yeah, I'm not bob.
Can I ask you something?
Oh, my God. Ask me anything. Parker.
Do they have tsunamis in Hawaii?
Okay.
Because we had those in Taiwan.
No.
In Thailand. Oh, yeah, the tsunamis, they're dangerous.
Well, no, we went to Hawaii and I said, I don't want to get bit by a shark. And they said, oh, don't worry, you'll be safe. So that was my only worry when I was in Hawaii.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, no tsunami.
Did you have the lizards and the iguanas and stuff?
Yeah, I woke up and one was actually on my foot. And I woke up and I screamed.
No.
Yeah, we were all staying in this really nice hotel and it was on my foot. And I woke up and I go, ow.
Oh, no. You know what you got to do for something like that?
What?
You got to pray. You got to pray.
Yeah, I was like, get anytime, off of me.
Anytime I got bit by something, I prayed to God and he made it better.
Parker.
I'm serious. I'm a woman of God.
Wow. That's so amazing of you. You know, you have such amazing faith.
I read the Bible front to back before I took this role because I knew I needed to be a woman of God to play a woman of God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. I mean, I've never really believed in all that, you know, rah, rah. But I do believe there's a God.
That's good.
Yeah. No, but I've never gone to like church or anything, but I'm very open about that. I am spiritual.
Spirituality will save the humankind.
I think so, too.
I know so. I really do.
Yeah, I do, too.
Especially the rich.
The rich.
Yeah, you know, if you're rich, you know, you got a lot of problems, taxes, right? Like children, like needing to travel and all this shit. And I say, if I'm spiritual, I can pray away all the bad things happening in my family's life.
Pray it away.
Yeah.
Pray it away, Parker. That's my new.
I should get a sweatshirt made with that.
Yeah, pray it away.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, no, I do think that that's a really good way to handle stress. You know, when I'm stressed, I just take a long nap.
Oh, you sleep it away.
Yeah.
Do you take anything to go to sleep?
No, I mean, sometimes I smoke a little bit of weed and then I have a burrito and then I fall right asleep for about 12 hours.
Burrito and weed. Wow. Yeah. I do 2 bottles of Chardonnay.
Oh, I could go for a nice glass.
I do 2 bottles. That puts me to bed for about 6 hours.
You're out like a light.
Just for a bit, you know, I wake up.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to go. I really am.
Yeah. I mean, you have to, because we're taking so much of ourselves when we're on set. You know, I'm so tired after we record all day.
Yeah.
And you have to remember all those lines. For me, it's a lot. You know, I don't know about you, but, and I get so tired and people are like, Jennifer, why are you so tired? And I'm like, did you forget that I'm 90 years old?
Wow.
You know what I mean? I'm exhausted.
I forgot you were 90 years old. Yeah. You old bag of bones, you.
I am. I'm just a bag of bones, Parker. Rattling around. No, but I feel young. I am youthful. But I require a lot more sleep. Yeah.
Apparently, yeah.
I mean, I get tired. You don't get tired?
I get tired, but I meditate.
Yeah.
I do a lot of meditation.
Yeah.
I'm really good. You know, I can meditate in any situation now.
Wow. What do you do? What are the steps? I want to meditate.
You know, you really just have to close your eyes. Yeah. And you think of something calming.
Calming.
Like, you know, water or a sale at Neiman Marcus.
Oh, my God.
Calming. Yeah. Something super calming.
Okay.
And then you just put yourself in that situation.
Yeah.
And you say, God, make my life calm.
Calm.
Calm. Yeah, yeah. It's nice. And then you just wake up and things feel better.
I feel like a new person.
Exactly.
Wow, that was really actually relaxing, Parker.
It's so nice.
Wow.
We should hang out more often, you know?
Oh, my God. Oh, you know, I live in New Orleans. Where do you live?
New Orleans.
I love it. Yeah, because I love the old Victorian homes there.
I did not know that. I figured you were in Los Angeles.
No, I used to be, but then I got tired and I wanted a fixer-upper. So I bought a house in New Orleans, and I've been there ever since. I live in a very old kind of... A very historic house.
I love that. I love history.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's fascinating.
Yeah, I think so.
I live in Mississippi.
Really?
I do. Yeah. Born and raised.
Wow. Do you love Mississippi? We're kind of close then. Wow.
Yeah, down south. Yes, yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
The southern people, we are just so nice.
Oh, my God.
We know how to vote.
Yeah.
We know how to bring home the bacon, as they say.
Oh, I love bacon.
You know, and I've just been thriving, really.
That's amazing. What's your dream role after White Lotus?
Oh, my God. What's my dream role?
Yeah.
You know, I've never been on Law & Order.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Wait. Oh, I hope you get casted.
I want to get cast as the woman who has, like, you know, a really crazy death. But then she's alive. And then they bring her to court. And, you know, I got to say, no, I didn't die. I'm alive.
God, like you fake your own death.
Yeah.
Ooh, oh, my God.
Ooh,
yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Never been on Law & Order. People say it's a rite of passage as an actor.
Yeah.
I guess I need that passage.
I'm surprised that we've never gotten casted because I think we would be so fun.
What's your dream role, Jennifer?
I want something just a hint of serious, you know, because everybody thinks of me as either the hot mom or the bimbo. And I want just one like kind of serious role. You know, even on White Lotus, I feel like I was a little bit, you know, kind of out there and silly. I want something a little bit more serious.
People say they think my character is the new version of your character, but we are so different in our own way.
Yeah, I don't know why people are saying that because I think we both have our own unique roles and maybe it's just because people love to watch us.
Yeah, I love that. You know, we came from the same comedy background.
But we did.
And now we're just doing our thing, you know, being women on television.
I know. I want to get back out there.
I hope you do.
Yeah, I think we should. Maybe we could go into something together. We could write something or do something.
We should go and do our own White Lotus, just you and me.
Yeah. Where do we go?
I want to go to the Caribbean. That's where that's the nicest beaches I ever saw. The sand is white.
White sand, blue water.
We can drink margarita and guacamole all day.
Oh, yeah, with some chips and salsa.
Oh, I love a good chip and salsa. Yeah. Wow.
So good. Yeah. You know, they came up with a new Legally Blonde TV show.
Oh, no, I never saw it.
Yeah. Well, no, they haven't done it yet, but I think we should both be casted.
I think definitely you were the whole show.
I know. What is that Vivian got that you don't have? Three tits.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I'm taking the dog.
Oh,
dumbass.
I love that line. Do it.
I'm taking the dog. A dumbass.
No.
No.
Not the dog.
Yeah, I wanted my doggy back and I got it. And that was my whole storyline. And then I married the mailman.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, that's nice.
That was amazing. Yeah, I love that. I miss Lily Blonde. I miss Reese.
Reese Witherspoon. She is such a doll. Yeah, I've met her.
I love Miss Witherspoon.
I can't wait to work with her sometime.
Oh, you guys would be so good together.
I think so. I think she's such a lovely Southern belle.
Oh, my God. She's Southern, too.
She's got a lot of money, and I relate great to women with money.
Yeah, you do, because you're rich.
I'm very rich. But being rich means that you can't really focus on other things. You've got so much to do.
I know.
I'm tired.
I know. I'm tired of being rich, Grandpa.
Actually.
Yeah.
Well, this was so fun.
We got to do this again.
I can't wait to go on our own vacation.
Yeah, I need a vacation. I need to relax.
You are due for a vacation.
I'm due.
Yeah.
We're due.
Well, listen, I think we should. I hope you watch my White Lotus. I'll watch your White Lotus.
Yeah, and I want to watch it.
We'll get White Lotus together.
Well, watch White Lotus.
We'll do it up.
Yeah.
This was so fun. It was like we were on the show, but also not on the show.
I know. I feel like I'm in
the Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
This is like being in Buddhism, kind of.
Yeah, we're like out of body experience.
I'm loving it. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with me. Give me your hand here.
Thank you.
And let's pray.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, dear God, make these two women get together again very soon.
Yes.
Okay, love that.
Okay.
Hey, if I don't see you, have a happy Easter.
Oh, my God. I love Easter and bunnies. Happy Easter.
We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Okay, bye.